With the official start of summer only 6 days away, and Mother Nature already blessing Iowa with plenty of steamy temperatures, please consider exploring and enjoying the cool climes of Iowa's magnificent museums. I'm Jacqueline Hallbloom for Iowa Public Radio's Iowa Art Showcase. The Christian Peterson Art Museum and the Farmhouse Museum are opening their doors in the Ames area. The Hearst Center in Cedar Falls is showing a Japanese woodcut exhibit. The College Hill Arts Festival starts today and continues through tomorrow on the UNI campus in Cedar Falls. In Cedar Rapids, the African American Museum of Iowa is hosting two shows, If Objects Could Talk and Endless Possibilities. Bruce Moore is hosting the Cedar Rapids Opera Theater's production of Brigadoon this weekend. The war train that shaped a nation and the Ubukle women beadwork and the art of independence is currently on display at the National Czech and Slovak Museum in Cedar Rapids. The Cedar Rapids Museum of Art is presenting Europe through artists' eyes, plus the art of still life. And the Iowa Masonic Library and Museum in Cedar Rapids has over 150,000 volumes in its library and thousands of artifacts in its collection. The Lincoln Collection, plus the America Travels by Rail, is available for viewing at the Union Pacific Railroad Museum in Council Bluffs. The Commemorative Air Museum in Council Bluffs also has a collection of World War II memorabilia. At the Figge Museum in Davenport, you can enjoy three exhibits, Polychromatic Contemplations, Where the Wild Things Are, Maurice Sendak, and Steve Banks' Pop Culture. A Taste of Germany and the Steam Circus exhibits are on view at the German-American Heritage Center and Museum in Davenport. And the Putnam Museum in Davenport is hosting River, Prairie, and People, Unearthing Ancient Egypt, and Touch the Untouchables. In Decorah, immigration through the lens of Knud Knudsen and spoon carving displays are on view at the Vesterheim Museum. The Des Moines Art Center is exhibiting three shows in the spirit of Louise Noun, Sterling Ruby Ceramics, and selected works of Grant Wood. Salisbury House in Des Moines has the Garage at Salisbury and is hosting Shakespeare on the Lawn this weekend, featuring the Iowa Stage Theater Company performing Romeo and Juliet. The State Historical Museum in Des Moines is presenting Hollywood in the Heartland and First in the Nation. The Des Moines Arts Festival kicks off a week from today and continues through Sunday, June 22nd, in the Western Gateway Park in Des Moines. The three-day festival has been listed among the top festivals in the United States. The Dubuque Museum of Art is displaying the exhibit called the Handmade Craft Invitational. And Dubuque's National Mississippi River Museum and Aquarium is showcasing the exhibit called Da Vinci, the Exhibition. In Iowa City, the UI Museum of Natural History and the UIO Capitol Museum have exhibits of Iowa history to share. And the Iowa Children's Museum in Coralville has their doors open for inquisitive kids to explore all their interactive exhibits. The Iowa Gold Star Military Museum is available for viewing in Johnston. The Kelowna Quilt and Textile Museum in Kelowna is hosting a display of quilts from the 1850s through the 1900s. Quasqueton's Cedar Rock recognizes the architect Frank Lloyd Wright. In Waterloo, the Waterloo Center for the Arts has at least three exhibits available, 40 Years of Collecting Haitian Art, Walter Haskell Hinton on display, and Graphic Epistles and Messages. The Grout Museum in Waterloo is hosting displays of Bosnian portraits at home in the Cedar Valley, as well as Engines of the Heartland exhibit. And the John Deere Tractor and Engine Museum in Waterloo has a cavalcade of tractors, engines, and artifacts. In West Branch, the Herbert Hoover Presidential Museum is displaying Tall Grass to Knee High, a Century of Iowa Farming exhibit. And the Iowa Quilt Museum in Winterset is housing the Victoria Wolf Quilt Retrospective. This list is just the start. Iowa is a cornucopia of interesting museums and historical sites. Take a road trip and start checking them out. Production assistance thanks for today's Iowa Art Showcase goes to IPR's Phil Moss, Chris Fenton, and Alexis Hahn. I'm Jacqueline Hallblum. Thanks for listening. For more information on Iowa Public Radio's Iowa Art Showcase, please visit our website at iowapublicradio.org. Please join Iowa Public Radio Classical next Friday at noon for more details into the art scene in Iowa. And join Iowa Public Radio today in supporting our arts organizations across the state.